We're joined by Morehead Spud head football coach Kevin Feeney, and an incredible, incredible run so far for the Spuds at this point, all the way to the state semifinals in the 6A class. That thrilling state quarterfinals victory for the third straight week on the road, this time against Centennial, 35-21. Coach Feeney, thanks for joining us. How are you doing, and what were the emotions like of that ball game going to another, I'd heard you say throughout the week, another fist fight that you guys, or a street fight that you guys really were able to control?
I tell you what, it was an emotional night. I really challenged the kids in the pregame warm-ups and the pregame speech that you know, our opponent plays a real nasty, violent game of football, and that it was going to turn into a street fight, like I said. And I just was so proud of the way our defense played last night, because they really rose to the occasion, and I really believe we were the more physical team. And that's hard to do against a team like Centennial. You know, they won the state championship a couple years ago. Super successful team, and just a completely different style of football from us. And how we matched that, and then the stuff we were able to do offensively and on our special teams, it was just a super special night.
To start out that ball game, I need to know your thought process as a coach. Every coach has a little bit of a different way of how they started. You guys won the coin toss. You deferred your decision to the second half, knowing that Centennial runs that wing T, want to punch you in the mouth type of football. You guys were able, though, to get a three and out, and then subsequently put the offense on the field. Jet, Mac, and everybody else on the team I didn't mention, they went down the field and gave you guys a 7-0 lead, and I think kind of shocked Centennial at first. What was the thought process on that? And I don't think I could have worked out any more beautifully for you guys.
Well, you know what's crazy is, if Sunday night, really the thought starts on, which is crazy as a coach, because who should spend 4 days deciding what you should do on a coin flip when you have no control over it, right? And I really kind of agonized over it, but essentially we kind of came up with the answer of, hey, let's defer, let's put our defense out there, and let's get them a taste and a flow of the game, because it's so hard to replicate in practice that it's almost kind of like, hey, we've got to go get our feet wet right away and see what we can do. And thankfully, we were able to, like you said, get the three and out, and then you know, offensively go out there and just move the football down the field and go up 7-0. And when you're playing a team like Centennial, they're not going to panic, but they also haven't played from behind very often. And so, you know, we were able to kind of keep that one score lead. The score right before the half, too, was a huge one. And then, you know, to open up the third quarter, you know, full disclosure, they have a great kicker. We thought there was a slight breeze at his back. So we're like, okay, he's either going to kick it in the end zone or they're going to try and steal a possession. So we put our hands team out to open up the third quarter, which I've never done that before in 26 years. And all we did is their kicker ran over to the sideline, talked to the coach real quick, and we knew something was up, and they tried to pooch it over the top. And David Mack and Zach Walker had two amazing blocks on the play, and Tay Rich takes it back 80-plus yards or whatever for a touchdown to open up the third quarter. So couldn't script it any better.
As a coach, I mean, the way that you guys have been playing for the Spuds this season, overcoming all the adversity, has been tremendous. But you had just walked us through a bit of that, where this ball game, you're kind of staring in the face, and you go, man, it's 14 apiece. You're about to go into the half. You get that touchdown drive, and then you get that kick six to start out the third quarter. That's a whole different ball game, in my opinion, when you get the special teams involved. They make that explosive play, and it felt like Centennial, again, they're behind the horse a bit. They're trying to play catch up, and the brand of football that they play is designed to bleed you out, not to try and play catch up. So that last, after that kick six for Rich, how were you guys going about your business and really just able to kind of salt away the game, even though your offense is a little bit more high-powered and maybe doesn't eat up as much clock as typically you'd like to?
Yeah, you know what? It was amazing. But I just, the kids had a laser focus to them the whole game. And I think the beauty of this group is, number one, they're never too high and they're never too low. Whether it's going really well or we're going through a difficult stretch, they kind of just stay the course. And that starts with our senior leadership and our unity council leadership. And I really felt like our kids kind of had this mentality of, number one, you know, it's a new class of football. We really kind of told the kids, we're not going to panic throughout the season. We believe in what we do. Our standard is a high standard, and we believe it can be successful at this level. And you know what, the word respect has been thrown out every week, because every week you're going into a new environment, new opponent, and we've got, respect should never be given. You've got to earn that. And our kids have just kind of stayed with that mentality all season long. And you know what, we had, like you said, some rough stretches during the middle of the season, and specifically in the injury department. And you know what, you don't want to have to develop depth because of injuries, but sometimes that is the result. And, you know, thank the good Lord that we got a lot of guys from playing time throughout the year. And when it comes this time of year, you know, we feel like we've got guys that are battle tested and ready to play. And last night was a perfect example. You know, there's a handful of times we had a lineman, whether he lost his helmet or, you know, get nicked up, and we just throw another guy out there and they go out and compete for how many ever plays they get. And I tell you what, it's the belief system in this group of kids is tremendous, and it's so much fun to be around.
Coach, Jay Stedman here. When it comes to playing teams like you played last night in Centennial, that they want to run first, they want to dominate the line of scrimmage, they want to control the clock. We've seen, in a sense, similar scenarios just a few blocks from the Moorhead High School over there at Minnesota State Moorhead. And we always end up talking to Coach Lockway about getting off to a fast start. And you mentioned at the beginning of the game how important it ended up being for you guys to be able to get that three and out and get that quick score. It seems as though throughout the course of this season, you guys have played similar style of teams at the 6A level. Is it always important to be able to at least get that one stop so you're not trading possessions back and forth? Well, and how important was it to get a lead against a team like Centennial last night?
Ridiculously big. And yes, you know, throughout the season, you're always trying to say, hey, we just need one or two stops, because we do have the firepower on offense to be dangerous on anywhere on the field. And you know what, last night, to get the first series, though, I mean, that was what was so neat, because it's super hard to replicate what it's going to look like in practice from a scout team. I mean, full disclosure, I think we dropped about 20 snaps because we don't go under center very often. And our scout team had to go under center, and the flat back fire off the football and all the assignments that are just so, so important, where if you're a dive player, you got to take the dive. If you're a quarterback player, you got to take the quarterback. We just don't see that stuff all that often, but we do see that physical brand in by our regular season schedule. And so being able to get that three and out, it just kind of gave us that belief that, you know what, we are going to be able to compete tonight. And then offensively, you know, we have so many explosive weapons, and then our offensive line has just played tremendous all season long, and we do enough in the run game to set up our path. And then, you know, we've got some special playmakers that can do some things. And, you know, thankfully last night, kind of all the pieces to the puzzle were put together. And it was, like I said, it was an emotional night, because I don't know how many people thought, and you know what, the only people that have to truly believe in this team are the people in the locker room. And I think they thought we belong there and that we could compete. Not sure everybody else around the state of Minnesota thought we would get to this point.
Well, when you talk about that a little bit, and James, you might have to correct me or not, but as far as I was told, since I'm not as familiar with Moorhead Spuds football, is that your style of play with trying to spread out defenses, throw the ball around with Jet there in that offense, that it's a different style than some of these 6A teams are used to. So quite honestly, it seems as though at times, if you guys are able to go and score, it's tough for other teams to keep up, because they don't necessarily have the offensive firepower to match you score for score. So when you guys came up to the 6A level, was that one of your biggest strengths going into the season, matching up against teams that have basically a different type of style of football than you guys?
100%, 100% it was. And, you know, like the way I look at it is, when we kind of broke them down and, you know, in the offseason and just kind of looked at the 6A, number one, their scores were always like 21-14, 24-14, and, you know, very tight defensive football games. And, you know what, we do not necessarily have the depth to do that for 10-plus weeks, and so we've got to figure out ways to be successful. And we thought we need to turn some things into, like, track meets. And you'll laugh when you talk about spread football. We have a formation in our offense called track, and it's literally, we'll line up on a track if they would let us, because we want to spread this football field so wide. And we've got to play to our strengths, and we've got great speed and athleticism, and we've got to try to make people defend us in space and tackle us in space, mm-hmm. because that's where our kids can have some success.
Yeah, and we've seen that at the collegiate level with MSUM across the way, like I said. And so it's putting your players in a position to be successful is what it's always about. Now, you look to next week, and I know you don't know your opponent yet. We'll find that out later tonight. But when it comes to semifinal football, you guys will be indoors at U.S. Bank Stadium. Obviously, it's a big stage. It's a big NFL stadium. Does that provide any benefits playing at U.S. Bank Stadium other than just the weather and no wind type of issue, or does it present some other problems potentially there at U.S. Bank Stadium?
Well, I think a couple things. Number one, our offense definitely is built to be inside. I mean, we will throw it 40 plus times if we get given the opportunity. But I do believe, you know, our kids compete in a lot of different sports, right? And, you know, to give an example, last year our basketball team won the section tournament and then went and played in the state tournament at the Target Center and played YZ in the opening round, and I tell you what, gave them a good run for their money. And YZ ends up going and wins the semifinals and the finals by 30-plus points each game. And the Spuds had them on the ropes and had a lead at halftime. And so what I'm getting at is I think our kids know how to compete, and the moment and the stage won't be too big for them. You know, we're going to try and get them in some environments this week to practice in that, and then also try to get to the games on Thursday night to kind of get that, hey, let's see the stadium, let's get the wow factor, because I don't know how many of our kids have actually been at U.S. Bank. Mm-hmm. And, you know what, to get that kind of like, get that out of their system so that when we get there on Friday night to play a football game, that it's about the football game and that's it, not mm-hmm. all the other stuff that surrounds this.
Yeah, we had. I was involved with the Fargo Invaders. That was a semi-pro team. They had some weekends where they had semi-pro games featured there. And like you said, Coach, getting down there on the field, kind of taking in the awe of an NFL stadium, and then getting used to it, and then just playing a game. I think there's a lot to that in getting used to that environment. When it comes to next week, I know opponent unknown. Does anything kind of change for you based on potential matchups, or is it more about what you guys do and doing it well come a semifinal Friday night?
You know what? It's got to be about us. And certainly on, you know, tonight we'll learn who our opponent is, and then we'll get our work done on Saturday and Sunday as coaches, and then, you know, give the plan to the kids on Monday. But you know what? When you get to this game, number one, these teams are exceptional. They're not just good football teams. They're exceptional football teams. And, you know, we're going to play the winner of Maple Grove and Lakeville South. Lakeville South has been a state championship team. Maple Grove's, I think, on like a 25-plus game win streak. And so, you know what, you hate to say, but both of these programs are really, really proud, good football programs. And we're a little bit familiar with Maple Grove because we played them one time earlier in the season here in Moorhead. But, you know, to earn the opportunity to play them again at U.S. Bank Stadium is a huge testament to the kids, because I guarantee you after we played Maple Grove in Wake 3 or 4 or whatever it was, that I don't know that there was too many people on either sideline that thought that this matchup would happen at this point in the season.
Yeah, as in closing, try not to hold you up too much today, Coach. We appreciate your time. Your team was 4-4 at the end of the regular season. You're 7-4 now, but Jet being out, there was a few other guys. You battled the injury bug you had mentioned. This is a team that's had to overcome so much. Those injuries, those adversities, everything of sorts. Jet, from my understanding, was supposed to play about half the game against Edina. Felt good. Ended up playing the whole darn ball game. You guys put a 50-burger on the Hornets, and that kind of started rolling the ball for you guys come this postseason run at this point. The bus rides, the extra practices, all the different work that goes in that the general public doesn't see. What type of a brotherhood has been bonded with those guys this year? What have you seen from these young men, not just on the field, but off the field, that has made them such a tight-knit group that feels similar but different, I'm sure, in ways, to that basketball team you're talking about from the Spuds that went to state last year, to the Spuds hockey team that won their first state title a year ago? It feels like there's another one of those similar but different feelings with this football team, and they're just going out there and they're just playing with their brothers. They know that these are some of the best days of their lives.
Well, you hit the nail on the head there, because you know what, when you say you don't understand what these kids have done, you know, once we got wind that, you know, it's official, we're going to be in 6A football last spring, and then the section that we got put into, in my opinion, I keep saying it, is like the SEC of Minnesota high school football, because we played some of the best programs in the state for like a month in a row. You know what? These kids have worked tremendously hard, both in the weight room and then, you know what? I mean, when you bring up like Jet and the receivers, I mean, the amount of throwing sessions that those guys did, whether it was with me or whether it was on their own, is out. Like, I couldn't even tell you how much. But, you know, we've got, like I said, a bunch of really smart, competitive football players. And I bring up the smart thing because we got a guy like David Mack who's leading the state in every receiving category. And, you know, who would think that when his starting quarterback was out for 5 weeks? Mm-hmm. And but really what I'm getting at, too, is he's a very talented, smart football player, but we have to do a lot of smoke and mirrors to get him the ball in different ways. Well, guess what? Everybody else has to move around and do things also and understand their assignment and roles, and they've done a tremendous job. And the work that these guys have put in is second to none, and they're seeing the fruits of their labor right now. And even though that's become the norm for them, right? I mean, we've got a lot of guys that have the ability and the want to play the football at the next level, and they understand the commitment that's required. And like I said before, their belief system, there's just a confidence to them, and they don't need to say a whole lot, but that is a special way to win football, be around these kids and way to win football games.
Yeah, I can only imagine at this point. I bet you it's an absolute blast in that locker room after each of these victories. As we wrap up, thank you, Coach, for some of your time. I just wanted to let you know that I've got some family that attend Centennial High School, and I made a bet with a couple of them last night, and you guys made me very proud. You guys helped me win a bet, and they didn't realize what they were in for with the air raid of the Feenies and Company. So that was pretty dang cool. I got a lot of I was just joking texts this morning. So appreciate you guys on that and the way that you guys played last night.
Absolutely, I love it, man. I appreciate the support, and I appreciate you guys having me on and talk about this great group of kids.